Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations, you have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert and host of Soul Purpose Central. I'm so thrilled to have you here with us today. I know that your time is very valuable, so sharing your time with us today is very much appreciated, and I'm very excited to introduce you to two very special souls who are joining us today on the show. Kirk Preen and Donnie LaBrie are body story experts and founders of The Missing Thread, a company designed to set people free to activate and express their purpose in the world. And the uniqueness that Kirk and Donnie bring to the freedom work is to facilitate mindset shifts throughout the body. So they've created a methodology to neutralize what they call body stories. And this freedom results in clients' physical, emotional, and spiritual healing, relationship shifts, and further activation of their soul purpose. So they've worked with 6- and 7-figure entrepreneurs to create shifts in their ability to receive more wealth. And these two master healers work extensively with entrepreneurs, healers, and change agents who wish to make their businesses the highest expression of service. And if you wish to learn more about them, you can visit themissingthread.com. But for now, I would like to formally welcome Kirk and Donnie. Welcome, guys.
Oh, thank you. So great to be with you.
Oh, we're so thrilled to be here.
I'm very excited to have you guys here because you're like the embodiment of angels on earth. And I know that when folks listen to what you have to share, they're going to have a shift simply from feeling the frequency in your voice and your message. So I know that today is going to be a very special show. So body story experts and body stories in general, can you explain what that is?
Yes, go ahead.
Sure. So, you know, a body story is, if you think about all of your life experiences and the energetics of what's going on around you and your life experiences from the time you grew up to the present moment, your body's ever absorbing all of that energy. And in response to what you've experienced, we've come up with the term body story. So it's when you, often on an unconscious level, have made a contract with yourself in response to something that you've experienced in your life. And that gets lodged in not only your brain and your memory as you think in your brain, but is lodged in the physiology of every cell of your body and the energetics of your body. So our work is to help people set themselves free from these contracts, these agreements, these stories, these body stories that no longer serve them because they don't lead them into freedom or health or wealth. And as people free up these contracts, these agreements they've made with themselves, we've seen just miraculous things happen.
And the key thing here to note is that as what we believe, as the ancients believed, is that consciousness is not just between your ears. It's in every cell of your body.
Yeah.
And that's why we work through the body. We're working through every cell of your body.
Yeah. So one success, and especially in a world that's so challenging as ours can be right now, it's really, really important to be checking in with, you know, what is your body telling you? As we often say,
right,
you know, your body never lies.
It can't lie. It doesn't know how to lie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine with all of the changes and, of course, this most recent situation in Japan where we have cellular memory activated from other spaces and times, I'll say, and then, of course, current reality, that it may be very easy for people to leave their body or to pocket information in their body that's going to create dissonance for them. So what advice do you have for people with different shifts that are happening on the planet right now and in general with the economy to support them in having a healthy relationship with their body?
That's a great question. I think the first thing I highlight is just the word safety. You know, one of the pieces of work that I spent a lot of time looking at people who were surviving and thriving from life-threatening diseases, calamities in their life, from challenging traumas and so forth, and there are all kinds of themes around people who tend to live longer and better through things like, you know, 3 to 10% always seem to manage to get through. And one of the keys, or one of the conditions actually, to really living out more successfully facing any kind of challenge is to know that you're safe. And I think one of the key things that's happening in the world is we're just getting bombarded with all of this spin as well as all of this challenge of visible catastrophes, economic catastrophes, and so forth, that the world is not safe. Mm-hmm. And so there are all kinds of stories that we all have individually around being safe that get triggered. And that then impacts not only your health and your wealth and your relationships, but, you know, this your success in the world and being able to move through and have a different outcome for yourself. So, you know, one thing I'm just feeling really drawn to talk about is safety. You know, I think people who, you know, I love the work of Viktor Frankl, and you know, he was in the midst of the concentration camps. So I mean, how dark can it feel, and how grim can it feel, knowing that, you know, family members and friends, you know, all being killed around you. And yet, what Viktor Frankl did is really part of what we teach people to do. And Viktor Frankl said that every day of his life in the concentration camp, he would imagine teaching the psychology of being a survivor of the concentration camps to himself. So he would imagine teaching students outside of the concentration camp how he got through the concentration camp. And that for him, and I can't speak for him, but I think what that registered for him was the truth was that he was safe. Yeah. And even in the midst of external horror, one can feel safe. So no matter what's going on in your listeners' lives right now, whether they're, you know, they're struggling in any area of their life, that if they can get to clearing the stories around feeling unsafe, it will shift the vibration of everything that's happening for them. And even if the outcomes don't immediately change, at least they're in ease around the situation, and that is the perfect environment for healing to manifest.
I love that. So it sounds like really we're needing to choose a feeling of safety.
Absolutely. That safety is really a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about an external environment. It is about an internal environment. And if you've grown up in a world in any way, in all of us, no matter how loving our families were, and have had things in our lives to tell us that the world wasn't safe. And so, however, the listeners, have made agreements with ourselves around the world's not safe and how, you know, I'm never going to let this happen to me, or I'm never going to be like her, or, you know, those kinds of things will then just shut off the ability to be present in a way that leads you into success and to healing. And breaking those contracts that may start with just, you know, how safe do I feel in my world? How safe do I feel in my business? How safe do I feel in my body?
Mm-hmm.
Are really important investigations to begin to sniff out.
Absolutely. It's simple and profound at the same time. And
yeah.
My sense is that this is the key, and I'd love to talk more about it after we come back from the break, around the connection between safety and all of the other things that are impacted energetically by feeling safe or unsafe, such as our business and our money and that kind of thing. So we're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back with Kirk and Donnie.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, this is Rob Valenti of the Bob Valenti All Mall, Mystic, Connecticut, home of Chevy, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Volkswagen. And here we go, a 2011 Chevy Avail from $99.99. Save $2,600, a 2011 Chevy Cruze for only $99 a month. Ford F-Series trucks, save up to $10,000. 2011 Ford Focus from $12,799, save over $5,600. 2011 Ram trucks from $18,997. Save over $3,000 and 0% financing. 2011 Jeep Wrangler Spring Special, only $21,977. Over 1,000 cars and trucks in stock. 1 hour delivery. Everybody drives away. Service open Monday through Saturday till 4 p.m. Free oil change and filter program. Visit us now 24/7 at BobValenti.com. Call now 800-699-2571. Remember, folks, if I can't beat the competition's price by $500, I'll give you $1,000 cash back. So just smile.
Find it all. Bob Valenti's Auto Mall. 1230
WPLQ. Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and you're listening to Soul Purpose Central. Today, if you're just joining us, you'll be listening to the wonderful wisdom of Kirk and Donnie of themissingthread.com. And before the break, we were talking about safety and the need to really focus on that right now, given things that are going on and how that relates to being in our body and how we experience our body. So I'm wondering if we can talk more, guys, about how this issue of safety is directly related to some of the experiences you've seen with people, whether it's money or business or whatever, and the kind of examples you can give about how the work you do is supporting people in shifting those stories.
Well, what we find is that the way people do their lives is the way they do their relationships and their work, and just about everything else.
Including their business.
And we're talking about entrepreneurs now, because people that have issues around money or safety will carry those into their business. And although they may not think they are, but their beliefs and their what they really feel is possible, we'll go into that. And mm-hmm. what we've been able to uncover with people is those issues around money or safety, and find that once we're able to kind of get at that and break the contracts, as we've begun to describe, then they feel a freedom around making money or being in a relationship or whatever it is they're trying to do in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the outcomes are as unique as is the individual and what he or she's really needing to be manifest in their life. You know, I mean, you know, we've worked with many people, and again, I use the word abuse in really broad net terms. So anything can feel like abuse from just being neglected or not being seen, heard, known, or validated in one's life, not being really appreciated for exactly who you are. So that level of abuse gets encoded in the body, and one doesn't feel safe. Doesn't feel safe to be. You know, I mean, we worked with entrepreneurs in the beginning of their journey, and oftentimes found that they'll struggle with things like putting themselves out there, even on Facebook as an entrepreneur, or having themselves seen, being videotaped, and putting out their work on video, and getting all of these ways that are so essential right now, and the ones that are really working right now, but a real hesitance to be really visible, and that fear around visibility having to do with old stories of safety, and because there was some kind of abuse. I can tell. I actually bring it into my own life for a very quick glimpse. You know, Donnie and I have been doing, you know, all this work, and of course, who needs to be healed first? Us. So the journey of being a healer for me has always been to heal ourselves, so that we can provide whatever it is that we know and learn and who we be in that healing to other people. So as a young boy, I had an experience with my father of being sexually abused at a young age, and in response to that would go hide in closets. And so what the gifts were that came out of that experience for me of feeling unsafe was I learned very acutely to listen to energetically and through sound the vibration of what was going on around me. So the gifts were, it's really enhanced my ability as a healer to actually have had that experience. But unpacking and releasing the agreements that I made with myself around the world not being safe has impacted not only my physical health, but our ability to create money and you know, I believe for Donnie and I to even have met, for me, had to do with, you know, the world was safe enough for me to have the kind of intimate partnership that we have on a soul level and purpose level that we do. So safety is something that I know because I've experienced it in my own body, and because of that, we can offer that. We worked with a woman, an entrepreneur, who had some abuse and had some chronic physical condition and pain in her autoimmune system. And after doing her work, she no longer had those symptoms any longer. So she was healed of that because the mindset had shifted in her body, and that she had broken an agreement with herself around that she could actually have pleasure without pain. So for her, it all started with safety, though. And knowing that she was safe made her powerful to break this agreement that now I can have pleasure without pain. So the physical symptoms all just kind of melted away.
Wow. Fascinating.
Another quick story that pops in my head is just, you know, worked with a man who's, you know, talking about physical symptoms of how your body never lies, but a man who really wanted to find intimate partnership, and when he was a little boy, as we started doing the work, as he was a little boy, he remembered that he told his parents specifically he wanted a bicycle. He knew what color he wanted. He knew what brand he wanted. And his parents didn't, at Christmas, give him a bicycle. They indeed gave him a red wagon. And so he, with that just kind of benign and not bad-intentioned experience, internalized that it wasn't safe for him to ask for help, that he couldn't get what he wanted, and that he had to be really overly independent in the world. He couldn't rely on somebody else. As he freed himself of that, he was able to find relationship. But it all of how that really came to surface was that he found someone that he thought he was interested in, and immediately he got shingles. And so we explored, you know, what's your body telling you? You know, when you have shingles, you don't want to be touched. You don't want anybody holding you. You don't want to be around anybody. And mm-hmm. yet the very thing that he really, really wanted was to be touched and to be held and so forth. And that happened for him three different times until we got to the root of, this old story where he had made an agreement with himself that he couldn't have what he wanted. He couldn't ask for what he wanted, and that he had to be overly independent to really exist in the world. When he broke those agreements, his shingles, of course, went away, and he found a partner. So, you know, the manifestation or this ripple effect of what happens when people change the story is as unique as what are really the desires of your heart and in your life.
I love that. I love the concept of uncovering the agreements and just creating new agreements. I love mm-hmm. the way that sounds.
Yeah, well, getting to the truth, you know, the truth that really sets you free, so you break those agreements and really come into the truth of, you know, we didn't come here to struggle. We didn't come here to live our lives in pain. We didn't come here. What we did come here is to be free and to live as magnificently and as powerfully as divine agents as possible, and to bring our purpose into our services and our businesses and creating the best for ourselves in the world. Mm. That's the truth. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, just kind of recalibrating is what happens when you shift these stories inside to come back into the truth.
Mm. Yeah, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Being aligned to
juicy
truth.
Juicy stuff, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, divine truth, personal truth, and so on.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine that when you're working with people, based on the examples you've already shared, that the work you're doing is almost like rocket fuel for them. They can, once they shift the agreement, they can just take off and manifest
yes.
what they
yes,
wanted to.
In general, the answer is yes, but what we've found is that people will achieve healing, but then they give it back,
mm-hmm.
And they go back to the way they were before.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes some commitment on one's part to hold on to the healing, to keep the energy moving.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't go to the gym once.
Right.
It's okay. You know, you go to the gym and you go, wow, this is what it feels like. And yes, I'm sore, you know. But you keep exercising the muscles. I have had the privilege of working with lots of healers, and Donnie has worked with lots of healers in our lives and shamans and of all kinds of traditions and learn from them and so forth. And, you know, one of my teachers, you know, was quite an amazing presence, and oftentimes in his presence would draw out the truth for people to set themselves free. And so I saw people who weren't here, you know, in physical realm, weren't hearing or sighted or were crippled, and being able to do things like, you know, get up out of the wheelchair and begin to walk. And what he always would say is, you know, so now you're walking, but those muscles need to be exercised. You know, you don't automatically have the strength. You may have, so somebody can sit back down and go, well, you know, I really liked being pushed around in the wheelchair. It was a whole lot easier because this is a lot of work. So what we find is we help people find and have a taste and a moment of being in the vibration of freedom and healing in their body that then they can build on. And that's what's really, really important.
Yeah.
Is the diligence of being willing not only to get free, but then there's the work of staying free and sustaining freedom.
Yeah. Because people, you know, say they want the freedom and they want to have this something cured. And yes, of course they do. I mean, that feeling is very sincere. But being healed means you have to change your identity.
Yeah.
And you have to, and it means changing your relationships with people if you're going to be healed. I mean, so you have to be willing to go into that and give up the and understand what the shall we call it, the disease, how it was serving you. Because in my feeling, a disease or something that's not healed, there's some way it's serving you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. There's some therapy it's giving you. But then you have to be willing to give up that whatever that therapeutic value is because you have something else you want to achieve.
Yeah,
absolutely. I love that concept, and I'd actually like to keep talking about that when we come back from break because I feel that it's really important to take a look at this, what I call the boomerang effect, when we heal something and we come back to what's familiar and some concrete ways that people can really anchor that shift within themselves. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. by reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance. CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Get up to $5,000 guaranteed for your trade and $1,000 in free gas. Central is pulling out the big guns for this one. Central Auto Group in Plainfield, home of Ford, Mazda, and Hyundai. Central has hundreds of cars that get over 40 miles per gallon. Gas prices are predicted to hit $5 a gallon by summer. Trade in that gas guzzler now. At Central, where you get up to $5,000 and $1,000 in free gas. At Central Hyundai, get over 40 miles per gallon with a 2011 Sonata for $179 a month. At Central Mazda, drive the Mazda 3 for $189 a month. At Central Ford, get over 40 miles per gallon with the Ford Focus. Drive it for $149 a month. America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000 miles. Hundreds of pre-owned cars starting at under $5,000. Test drive. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Central, exit 87 off I-395 in Plainfield. Open 7 days. Call 860-564-4014.
Central Auto Group.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore. And if you're just joining us now, we have been speaking with Kirk and Donnie of the missingthread.com. We've been speaking about body stories and safety and healing and what it means to really heal or what healing is really about. So I'm wondering if you can go into more detail around how to really, well, what healing really is and what personal responsibility is involved in anchoring the effectiveness of someone's healing.
Yes. Well, I think I'd like to just make a distinction between healing and cure to begin with, some people, because it's very confusing.
Mm.
And healing doesn't mean necessarily curing. So so if you have cancer, it being healed may include being cured of cancer. But being healed doesn't necessarily mean that the cancer will go away. For example, I work a lot with healing as a healer with those people in hospice. And all my I call them celebrants, have all died. So none of them were cured, so to speak, shall we say, but many of them were healed.
Mm.
And so the difference being is when one works with healing, it basically means coming into balance. Coming into some awareness of one's light,
mm.
And that's sort of a very simple explanation of I work with healing, reminding people of their own divinity,
mm.
And having them embody that, not just theoretically. Well, okay, so he said that. No, that's not enough. It's to embody that,
mm-hmm.
Feel it in every cell. That's what I think of as healing.
Mm. I love that distinction, and I can see how so many of us have misinterpreted what we're looking for, and in fact, we're looking for a cure.
Yeah.
And we're assuming that that's what healing is about. So when we're not able to kind of hold that shift, we then blame it on the healer, or
yeah.
blame it on the healing as being ineffective, when in fact it did what it was meant to do.
Yeah. As I worked with a gentleman in hospice, I was in this particular instance, I was working with Reiki and with him. And I remember working, this was a new experience for me, I worked with him, and I was offering Reiki to his head. And I remember all of a sudden feeling an immense amount of grief. All of a sudden, just from one instant to another, it came upon me, and I just was so surprised and taken aback. And I thought, where did that come from? And what I heard from, and I work a lot with spirit as I'm doing this, what I heard from spirit was, this does not belong to you. This, just be grounded and let it pass through your body. Do not attach. And what it was his grief.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I worked with him in his last days, he was able to let go of his grief and find a place of peace.
Yeah.
Mm. And what a huge gift to shift dimensions and be at peace.
More life in the body, or healing may manifest in the journey being completed with more elegance, more ease, more joy, more peace, any of those kinds of things. You know, I want to throw in, especially knowing we've got only a certain amount of time, the whole concept of healing in relationship to our bodies, our relationship to the earth, and our relationship with money. And in, you know, these days in which we talk about the new economy, you know, that we're all living in learning how to change, adapt, and grow in, I think it's listening to our bodies and experiencing greater freedom around any stories we have in relationship with money, whether it's money to pay the rent for this month or get a meal, or whether it's money to expand one's business. And we worked with an entrepreneur who moved from her six-figure business to a seven-figure business, and doing her healing work, it was really important to let go of some of the shame that had been experienced in childhood and in relationship to a parent. And when that shame was released, it allowed her to expand into being a bigger presence and to be able to contain more wealth. So whether it's struggling with whether you're paying the rent or expanding your business at a higher level, all of us right now, I think, are being faced with the challenges of how to change, adapt, and grow in the current environment, which means really healing some of those old stories that we have about money, about wealth, about our worth, about deserving it, any of those kinds of things that we've accepted some kind of a lie, that we're not good enough, everyone else can have it. We worked with someone one time who told this story around when she was a little girl, and she ran to the door with her two sisters every day to meet her father as a little girl. And what she remembered was simply the benign experience again of her father would pick up the other two sisters but wouldn't pick her up, because invariably something would always happen, like, honey, mother would shout, honey, would you come and answer the phone, or I've got something cooking on the stove, would you grab it? And so her experience was that the other two got something that she didn't. So very benign agreement that she made with herself that impacted both our health and her wealth. And setting ourselves free now of of those things so that we can really be in acceptance of what is and expand to the more of what Spirit wants to guide us into.
That's beautiful, and I can see that so many people would absolutely benefit from experiencing that. It sounds like when you're working with people that there's many effects beyond what the original intention was that happen for people when they allow themselves to release these agreements, as you talk about, and make room for that which they are deserving of.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That's beautiful. Well, I want to share with folks now who are listening that you guys have a very special offer for specifically for listeners of Soul Purpose Central, which is to have a free consultation with you guys. And there's also another special gift, which I'm going to bring up after a commercial break. But if you do wish to have a consultation with Kirk and Donnie around what really is going on for you with your body and the blocks that are needing to be released, then you can email Donnie at themissingthread.com and set up a time to have that free consultation. So I want to leave that with you now. And then when we come back from the commercial break, we're going to talk more about the work that Kirk and Donnie are up to, as well as announce a very special offer that's available only to listeners of Soul Purpose Central. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
There's a small town dealer that'll treat you right.
You'll save plenty at Valenti Toyota.
Hi, this is Rob Valenti from the Valenti family of dealerships, Dunn's Corners, Wesley, Rhode Island, home of Toyota and Subaru. And here we go, number one for a reason. 2011 Toyota Camry for only $159 a month. 2010 Toyota Corolla for only $149 a month. They're coming from Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts to your number one Toyota destination. Now, how about a Subaru? A 2010 Subaru Forester, only $21,638. Save $2,600. A 2011 Subaru Outback for only $21,995. Save $2,200. They're coming from Rhode Island, Connecticut, Mass. To your number one Subaru destination. Over 1,000 cars and trucks in stock. 1 hour delivery. Everybody drives away. Service open Monday through Saturday till 4 p.m. Free oil changes for life program. Visit us now 24/7 at BobValenti.com. Call now 877-811-7200. Remember, folks, if I can't beat the competitor's price by $500, I'll give you $1,000 cash back, so just smile.
You'll save plenty at Valenti Subaru.
WPL.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us for today's special show with Kirk and Donnie of themissingthread.com. Before the break, I announced a very special offer. And, Donnie, I know you wanted to just give out that email address again with how people can get in touch with you and making sure they have the correct spelling. So perhaps you can share that with folks.
Yes, thank you. And well, I'll welcome inquiries at my email address, which is Donnie, D-O-N-N-Y, at themissingthread.com. So that's
wonderful.
Donnie, D-O-N-N-Y, at themissingthread.com.
Mm-hmm. And while we're talking about this, we might as well announce it now because I was blown away. I think my jaw, I'm still trying to pick my jaw up off the floor.
Yeah.
But I know you have a special offer for folks who are listening to Soul Purpose Central. So could you share that with them?
Oh, yes. We're just thrilled. You know, we're doing more of our coaching now virtually. And so we have a very special offer for your listeners, Jennifer. And normally we offer our three coaching sessions of an hour each at $997 is our normal price. But we are doing a very special spring clearance. What should we say?
That's perfect. That's spring clearance. Clear your body stories. Spring clearance.
And we're just... Our goal is to meet as many people and to help as many people as we can, and so we're offering that three sessions instead of $9.97. We're bringing it down to $2.97.
What?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is totally a first for us to do that. And part of what's been on our hearts is we've looked at what's going on in the world. It's kind of one of the things that we see is people are tending to look at what can I cut back? What can I cut back? What can I cut back? And what they keep cutting back are oftentimes the things that actually support them and being well and being in wholeness and being able to have the energy and the capability to face the challenges in their world so that they can be something different and have something different. So we just want to make sure that people are not cutting back on some of their self-care, and especially this kind of self-care, which is changing the mindset from the inside out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say that the only caveat is simply that we only have so much time and so many places that we can fill at this price, and so... write us right away if you're at all interested so we can schedule you in, because after we get up to a certain number, we'll have to cut it off.
Well, that certain number being?
We're actually going to take the first 10.
The first 10?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's about what we'll be able to handle at this price and the amount of time that it will take.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to add to that, I love what you said about needing to invest in ourselves, right? That if we want different results, sometimes we need to... we do need to invest in ourselves, whether that's time or money or energy, to be able to shift into what we do want to create. And that when we understand that it's an investment rather than a cost, it becomes so much easier to step into that.
Yeah.
And what I'd also like to say is that I think it's pretty apparent, certainly is to me, and I'm very mindful about who I surround myself with, as I've shared with you guys, and I'm sharing with you as listeners, and hopefully you know that Donnie and Kirk are the real deal, and I imagine you're sensing that and feeling that from them on this interview. So this really is, and I'm not saying this as a sales pitch, I'm truly speaking from my heart that this really is a divine opportunity and a divine gift for you that I really would encourage you to give thought to. If this is resonating, if you're feeling like, I should probably do this, then, really give yourself permission to take action and not be in the energy of thinking about it and just step into action and make it happen for yourself. And I absolutely know that given, what we're feeling from Kirk and Donnie today and also all the many stories of transformation that they've been a part of, that you're absolutely going to receive exactly what you need and really receive a lot of gifts and blessings from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, that's great. And I love what you just said. you know, what we invest, it really is what becomes. And so, you know, investing time, energy, money, investing ourselves, as we all know, then the universe responds in like kind to what we invest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love also that you let people know that you do work virtually, which basically means working over the phone. Because sometimes we have created a story that we have to see people in person, when in fact that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
things can happen just by having phone sessions, and of course we love doing packages with people and seeing them face to face and so forth. But remarkable changes have happened through just doing phone conferences with folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. So as we start to wind down from this hour that seems to have gone by in a split second, what words of wisdom can you leave with people as they look to shift the stories that are going on in their bodies and in their energy field?
Well, you know, we started with, you know, we kind of have spirit kind of downloaded a roadmap to success in activating your purpose with us. And so there we talk about four conditions, one of which we started talking about today, which was safety. But what I'd have people just maybe do to walk around, stand up, you know, get in their body, take a few breaths, and to say, I'm safe. And say it over and over and over and over again. And notice if you feel that in your body and what you feel in your body. And not judging yourself if I don't feel safe or whatever comes up, because you want to bring some light to whatever that story is. But I'm safe, and I'm going to give the other three conditions. When these four conditions come together, there's an activation that happens. So I'm safe, I'm hopeful, I'm powerful, and I'm connected.
Mm.
So if folks would spend, you know, a couple minutes and just stand up, take a big breath, shout it out to yourself and to the universe, you know, I am safe, I am safe, I'm safe, and just see what do you feel in your body, and then use power, use hope, and use connectedness, and see what you feel with those, because your body never lies.
Yes.
And so the stories that may say something other than, no, the world doesn't feel safe, no, I don't feel hopeful, those are the stories with compassion that you can begin to do your healing work around.
Mm. And what a beautiful note to leave people with. So I really want to thank you for joining us today, and I have no doubt that people have had ahas and potentially are feeling moved to work with you. So again, just as we're wrapping up, to remind you, if you're feeling called, there are only 10 spots with Kirk and Donnie to do this special work at this very, very special rate. So you want to be emailing Donnie, D-O-N-N-Y, at themissingthread.com. And, of course, you can visit their site to learn more about them. So thank you so much for being with us today, and thanks to all of you for joining us and sharing your time and space with us today and allowing yourself to receive the messages. I wish everyone a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and I look forward to connecting with you all next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.